2 mass killings in as many days in the state of California. Police in Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco, say the latest shootings happened in 2 separate locations. Police were first dispatched to a mushroom farm.
Upon arrival, deputies located 4 victims deceased with gunshot wounds. A 5th victim, also suffering from a gunshot wound, was transported to Stanford Medical Center with life-threatening injuries.
Soon after, officers found 3 more people shot dead at a local trucking company. A San Mateo County elected official said those killed were agricultural workers of Chinese ethnicity. The suspected gunman went to a police station, apparently to give himself up. Video shows officers bringing him to the ground and putting him in handcuffs. Police say they recovered a semi-automatic weapon from his car. His motive is under investigation.
Through investigation, the suspect, identified as Cheng Li Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident. At 4:40 p.m., Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay by a sheriff's deputy. Zhao was taken into custody without incident.
Local officials responded with shock and outrage.
In the end, there are simply too many guns in this country, and there has to be a change. This is not an acceptable way for a modern society to live its and conduct its affairs.
Even as news of the latest mass shooting came in, mourners gathered in Monterey Park near Los Angeles to remember the people killed in a rampage at a ballroom dancing studio on Saturday night. The 11th victim died in hospital on Monday. Both the suspected gunman and the victims in these mass shootings were of Asian heritage. The United States is the only country where there are more civilian-owned guns than people. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.